You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Covering everything from buildings to typography, the show dedicates a few minutes each week to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Monocle's Belgrade correspondent Guy Delaunay tells us about the man trying to bring some harmony to Belgrade's aesthetically discordant streetscape.
Pick a colour, any colour. No, it's not the start of a magic trick, but it does seem to be the aesthetic philosophy behind Belgrade's public transport fleet. Your trolley bus could be red, orange, all wrapped in peeling adverts which should have been scrubbed off years ago. Regular buses are more likely to be yellow, but also come in white and two-tone blue. And trams are usually scarlet, but sometimes green, or even orange and lemon. That's Serbia's capital in a nutshell, a beautiful mess. The rainbow of public transport liveries is mainly a result of the tumultuous times Belgrade's endured over the past 25 years. But frankly, this city's rarely known a period without some sort of upheaval, bombardment, or invasion, and a coherent urban design strategy has been one of the casualties. Street signs are printed in either Cyrillic or Latin script, or perhaps a mixture of the two. The ubiquitous kiosks, which keep Belgraders topped up with soft drinks, cigarettes and newspapers, come in all shapes and sizes. And while everyone here loves a pavement cafe, the riot of tables, decking and sponsored sunshades can make for an unappealing vista. But one man is on a mission to bring some semblance of order to this chaos. He's Milutin Folic, the city architect. After working everywhere from Brazil to Vietnam, he's taking the state of his home capital personally. There have been visible changes to the look of the city centre since he took office 2 years ago. The ramshackle collection of street kiosks have gone. They've all been replaced by a smart, though simple, uniform unit, neatly incorporating drinks fridges and magazine displays. It may not be a design classic like the Yugoslav-era K67 modular kiosk, but at least it speaks of a city paying attention to urban design. The pavement cafes have been reined in as well. Street-side decking has gone, replaced by proper pavement seating on freshly pedestrianised areas. A ban on branded umbrellas and sunshades is part of the smarter look. And they're just the first moves of an extremely grand plan. Folic has already produced a completely new urban furniture catalogue, with the aim of sprucing up Belgrade in a style which suits each neighbourhood. But the bigger project is called IME, the Serbian acronym for Identity, Mobility, Ecology. There are 20 schemes under this umbrella, covering everything from building facades and street lighting to improved bicycle infrastructure, and even those troublesome street signs. Folic is asking the public to participate through polls on the city website, and the first results are in. In future, Belgrade's buses will all be red.
A special thanks to Guy Delaunay there for that report on Milutin Folic's mission to redesign Belgrade's streetscape. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast anytime you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.